And it is 7:45. We're at 54 degrees in West Bend. Beautiful morning out there. Good night for sleeping. And then, of course, waking up and ready to talk about exciting things going on at the West Bend Public Library. Here's our friend Hannah. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Well, it's a beautiful day to, close out summer reading, which is kind of the big thing happening at the library today.
Right.
So kids and teens, it's the last day to turn in their summer reading folders or their extra sheets to get prizes. Make sure you get everything turned in. And then join us for our finale picnic tonight, featuring Jim Lenz, who's a magic and science guy. Come at 6 p.m., eat your picnic dinner, and Mr. Lenz, he's bringing some giant outdoor party games. So be sure to enjoy those. Bring your own meal, your own picnic blanket or chairs. And then at 6:30, Jim will be performing a magic show. And in case of inclement weather, we will have you eat at home and then just join us inside at 6:30 for the show. And Terica and myself will also perform the winning stunt. So all summer long, kids have been reading. The more they read, the more votes they get. And they voted on something ridiculous that I have to do every year. I had to kiss a goat once. Last year, I think I had to dress up as a baby and eat baby food. But this year, we're dressing as pro wrestlers, easy for me to say, and eating hot sauce based on the could be, I guess, a rush of votes for librarian car wash at the end. But it looks like I'm eating hot sauce tonight.
But so far, it looks like hot sauce on the menu. Huh? Well,
sure does. And kids and teens have until 6:30 tonight to get their reading records in, but adults have until Saturday the 3rd. So,
I don't think you're going to have to worry about day. I don't think you're going to have to worry about weather tonight. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful late afternoon and evening, so you should be able to do everything outside, including eat your hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
and does your do you have a pro wrestler name, by the way?
I don't want to spoil anything about the show tonight.
Okay. But you have a pro wrestler name.
Yes.
A pro wrestler persona.
So you have to stop by tonight to figure out what it is.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds like fun. So, and then coming up on Friday, first Friday of the month, it is Classic Movie Friday.
It sure is, and we do this the first Friday of every month at 1 p.m. You bring your own popcorn, enjoy a great film, and August selection is the Hitchcock classic Rebecca from 1940, which is fantastic and very well worth a watch, so stop by Friday afternoon to check that out.
Boy, I haven't seen that in ages.
Right, I was thinking the same thing.
So, then on Saturday, we're doing a little crafting.
We sure are. We're doing adult coloring from 10 to noon. So stop by any time in that window to get some coloring pages and supplies and see what you can do.
I was never good at staying between the lines.
Me either. So, but some of the best artists aren't either.
That's very true. I saw a meme that I reposted this morning about today's kids want the newest iPhone. And back in the day, we thought this was the coolest thing ever. And you know what it was? A Bic four-color pen.
Oh, yeah. The four-color pen is really cool.
Yeah. I had a couple of those.
When it comes to art, I always wanted, and I think I had one set of Spirograph.
Ooh, yeah.
There's your throwback.
I had Spirograph. I had a Light Bright, you know, the one that had the actual, you know, bulb in it that got, you know, hot enough that it would, you know, easily burn your fingers. And, you know, and had that. And the other thing that I had that was cool, and I don't know if they do this anymore or not either, I had sand that you would model. It was colored sand.
Oh, sure.
And you could put it in droppers or whatever, and then you made these funky little mountains, I guess. I don't know why. You know, it was kind of limited to what you could really do, but I remember it being fun at the time when I was about seven, you know. So that kind of, you know, fun summer stuff, right?
Exactly.
So We have an interesting and timely program coming up on Monday evening.
I think we do. So Monday the 5th at 6:30, we're having the ABCs of CBD oils. So we're going to have an expert come in to teach you everything you've ever wanted to know about CBD oil, which is cannabidiol oil. You'll learn the history of hemp and why we use CBD, if you're depleted of it, how it works in our endocannabinoid system, which I'd never heard of before.
No.
Making this, looking at, oh, gee, what's going on? Next week. Huh. Endocannabinoid system. Find out what CBD feels like, absorption rates, and how to find the purest CBD. There are also going to be some free samples to try if you're interested. So Connie Mose will be here and share her knowledge of CBD oil with us and how it works. If you've ever had any questions, will this work for me? It might be a good thing to drop in and try a sample. So no registration is necessary for this informational program. And get in touch with Sarah at the library if you have any questions.
Now, see, for Classic Movie Friday to set this up, you should have shown something by Cheech and Chong.
Or the original Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness. Oh, there you go. There's a musical version of that. Have you seen that?
It's hilarious.
It is. It is. And Neve Campbell's brother, her redheaded brother, is in it. I watched that not too long ago for some weird reason. Oh, it may have been because it was April 20. It may have been 4/20. I may have watched it.
That could have been it. Yeah, so. I think the whole thing's on YouTube.
Is it? It's
out there.
Yeah, it's fun, and the original version of Reefer Madness is fun. I have a version of it that. I think it's Mike Nelson from MST3K. I think riffs Reefer Madness.
Oh my gosh!
So, because he did some things, you know, after they kind of did some things after the series ended, some individual things, and I think I've got that one with him riffing on Reefer Madness as it goes. So
wow.
From just another from the weird DVD files of Rick Jensen. Thank you very much. So, on Tuesday, you've got, I saw pictures from last night, but on Tuesday, you get your last Relax and Rejuvenate in the Park night?
Yeah, and these have been really, really cool. It's been a really great series that we've done with the Kettle Moraine YMCA to do. Some relaxation and rejuvenation in the park. We've got yoga, body flow, principles of Tai Chi, and more from instructors from the Y all summer long. And this is our last one next week at 7 o'clock. The class takes place in Patrons Park, which is that green space on the corner of Walnut and 7th Avenue, right behind the library. If it is rainy or very hot next week, we will go inside on the first floor of the library instead. It's kind of a bring-your-own-mat, towel, and water situation, and no registration is required. All ages and experience levels are welcome for that, but also be aware of your body and how you're feeling.
Absolutely.
You don't want anybody passing out, but no one has, knock on wood.
So see, there you go. And you know what? How many people come just to see if somebody's gonna? I just... You know, it's like people who go to the stock car races just to see if somebody's going to crash, you know?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, the races are fun when they race, but it's even better when somebody crashes, you know?
And the way that I do yoga, I'm more prone to fall asleep than anything.
Ah.
Oh, I'm very, very relaxed right now.
There you go. There you go. So,
it happened.
Yeah. So I finished the Teen Titans. Did I tell you that?
Oh, how was it?
Violent, very violent.
oh boy!
But I really enjoyed it, so I was excited about that, and a couple of other people who are wanting to borrow my DVDs and watch it, and
so they can borrow my DVDs at the library.
Sure. Yeah. and then I also watched Shazam over the weekend.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. How was it?
I liked it.
It looks fun.
It's a departure for your DC Universe movies because it's not dark and brooding.
Right. Which you is know. Part of why I wanted to see it, and then I just didn't get around to it when it was in the theater.
Yeah, yeah. So I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure there's a sequel, right? I think I saw something. Isn't The Rock supposed to play Black Adam or something in a sequel, I think?
I hadn't seen that, but that would be awesome. I'd be on board for that.
I enjoyed it. You know, the history of Captain Marvel, the character, who, of course, you can't refer to as Captain Marvel anymore because, well, you know, that name is owned by Marvel Comics.
Well, and I just watched Captain Marvel again, and there's a whole scene where they're like, oh, it's not Marvel, it's Marvel. Because that whole saga was very interesting there for a while.
Right.
Copyright. Who owns Captain Marvel?
Yeah, so... it's an interesting history, and of course, and I also have on DVD, oh boy, here we go again, I have the Saturday morning series. There was a Saturday morning Shazam series.
Really?
And it was kind of, when you think about it, and I watch it now, I'm a little creeped out, because it was live action, and Billy Batson travels around the country in a Winnebago. But because he's too young to drive, he has this 60-something guy named Mentor who travels with him. And it's the two of them traveling around the country in a Winnebago. And it's...
like something else.
And it's all... And the things they do are pretty... I mean, it's not real big, you know... superhero fight the bad guy things. It's, you know, there's almost, this was back in the 70s when they were trying to put a message in some of the Saturday morning programming. So there's always a lot of, you know, be nice to each other and that kind of thing in there. And, you know, don't fight with your sister and that kind of stuff. My sister, by the way, speaking of don't fight with your sister, my sister's mad at me.
Oh.
Well, my niece had her baby, so I have a great nephew. I have my first great nephew, whose name is Lane Jean Bell. And in the post for my sister posted pictures and things on the day he was born and so on and so forth, right? And and I said, and don't forget that you need to start calling my sister now. What she really wants to be called now is Grammy Pammy.
Oh yeah,
she hates
sisters
it.
Love that.
She hates it. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I saw her on Sunday for Mom's birthday and got to hold the baby for the first time. And she's not amused.
Well, she can deal with it. She's got a cute baby to deal with.
There you go.
You gotta take it the good with the bad.
I guess. If people want to stop at the West Bend Public Library, the hours are
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. For more info, you can always come physically visit us at 630 Poplar Street. You can call the library at 262-335-5151. We've got more info on our Facebook, more on our Instagram, and you can always check out our website itself at westbendlibrary.org.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. Take it easy.
Thanks.